The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a warm welcome along to William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast. You are tuned in to Tuesday's edition of the podcast, where we'll be taking a look at some of the racing on Tuesday from Bangor. And also, as is tradition on the Tuesday podcast, we'll be taking a look at the Monday jury from the Racing Post. Sam Norris here with you on Tuesday's podcast, and I'm joined in the studio today by Mick Norton to take a look at the racing. How are you today, Mick?
Yeah, good, thanks, Sam.
Good stuff. Decent weekend of racing we've just had.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad, was it? Shame that Tolworth didn't throw up a little bit more opposition to Lamy Surge, but he can only beat what turns up, can't he?
Yeah, exactly. And he's prominent, as you would expect, on the Monday jury.
That's a normal reaction,
week.
Isn't it? Yeah. Anything wins the big race of the weekend, it automatically gets shortened in the betting. But
And that's almost all of the questions this week. Do you fancy so-and-so for this race, so-and-so for this race? But yeah, Lamy Surge, he won very nicely.
He did, but whether that entitles him to be 5-1 favourite for the for a race that this time last year were going 12-1 the field. There are plenty of good novices around, and in Ireland as well. He's far too short.
Yeah, that does bring us to the first question then. So the first question is he your idea of a supreme novices winner at this stage?
Well, he might well be good enough to win it, but he wouldn't be for me at that price. Even on the day, he'd be short enough at 5-1.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, especially for a race of that calibre. Next up, then, how much do you like the look of Union East's chances for the national? Very early, I always think, to be thinking about the national.
Yeah, it did look. That was his first run right-handed, so we know going back left-handed round entry won't be a problem for him. I just wonder why they went for that race with the national weight so close. Because that'll put another £10 on his back, which they could have done without. So, I don't know. I'll wait and see.
Okay, fair enough then. Next up, does Pitzig strike you as a Cheltenham Festival banker material? Never like to use the word banker.
No, neither do I.
In betting.
Certainly don't. You get them down to that start and wait for those tips to go up, and you'll find out your bankers have suddenly got some serious opposition. He's a very good horse, Pitzig. He's got a great attitude, and we know he performs on the track and is as good as it gets, but he ain't no banker.
Yeah, fair enough. I would have to agree with you there. What sort of chance would you give Rock on Ruby in the World Hurdle?
He's just a smashing horse, isn't he? And he just seems to give it his best shot, whatever the company, whatever the trip. And I don't see why he won't be just as good in the World Hurdle. He'll certainly give it his best shot.
Yeah.
That's all only thing he knows how to do. And he's in good hands. He'll be well ridden. Why not? It'd be great to see, wouldn't it? Be one of the
would be a popular winner, wouldn't it?
It would be one of the winners of the festival, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, then next up, could either of the Ryanair Hurdle 1-2, Hurricane Fly and Jet Ski Triumph come March?
Don't see why not, do you?
I don't think
I've ever seen Hurricane Fly look better than he has this season. He's carrying more condition, he looks in robust health. And basically, those two set the standard.
Yeah.
And all these new pretenders, whatever, have got to go and do it. They've been there and done it, haven't they, both of them?
Yes, sir.
And they're entitled to the greatest respect. Yeah, okay, come and have a pop at me, but I'm still the champ. And they're both going there in same level of form as they've gone in previous years. And as I said, I've never seen Hurricane Fly looking better. Jet Ski, as we know, will be a better horse in the spring on better ground, etc. But they're both there, aren't they? And whatever beats them, I know they've been in a champion hurdle.
Yeah, absolutely. All feels a bit closer now, Cheltenham does, now that we've turned into 2015 proper.
It just flies by once you get into January.
The final one then, just to wrap up this week's Monday jury, give us a horse a bit more under the radar to follow in 2015.
That's an open-ended question.
Yeah.
Huh? Goodness me. I'm afraid I've left my crystal ball at home, Sam, so I can't really... What I would say is is this particularly aimed at the festival or is this an open-ended question? As the man said in Casablanca, I don't make plans that far ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to know every horse in training, wouldn't you, to have an idea? If you give us one for the festival.
I'll tell you what is under the radar, Lord Windermere.
Okay.
Good comeback run. Yeah. The race was run at a crawl in the Lexus. That was never going to suit him.
Yeah.
And come Cheltenham Gold Cup Day, he'll be spot on. So, and was he 16 to 1 or something?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, he was certainly under the radar last year when he rocked him and won it. Yep, no, yeah, fair enough.
And he also knows how to win at the festival, as we know.
Which is important, I think.
It's the best stat there is, festival form. It is the best guide to going into the festival form. And he won't be far away. And the other thing to take into consideration is that Jonjo O'Neill, who can't buy a winner at the moment, I don't think he's had a winner since November the 19th.
Really? Has it been that long?
He's going to go there with a lot of well-handicapped horses.
Yeah.
You know, maybe forget about the championship races.
Yeah.
We'll just have a look at Jonjo's in the handicaps, because they will come good at some
stage.
Yeah, they won't be in the doldrums forever. And, you know, the likes of Willie Mullins and all them are winning and cleaning up everything now. You know, they might have not much answer to some very well handicapped horses and fresh horses from the likes of John Joe's who are going to go there. You know, we haven't had a very light campaign. So, again, it's just sort of stuck it in the sea and wait for the bit nearer the time. And but you know, things like that you've got to take on board.
Yeah, sure.
But my main starting point for the festival every year is previous festival form.
Yeah, fair enough then. Yeah, you probably can't go far wrong with that. We'll move on then to take a quick look at some of the action on Tuesday's racing. We're racing at Bangor, Southall and Sedgefield. We've picked out three from the Bangor card to go through. First of these comes up at 1:10. This one is a novice's hurdle, ran over a mile and one furlong.
2 miles and one
furlong. 2 miles, sorry, of course.
Yeah,
really quick hurdle.
A bit quicker, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, right you are. 2 miles and one furlong, class four contest. 16 of them line up to contest this one. Who do you like the look of, Mick?
Yeah, it's a good little contest, this, actually. One of the reasons why I chose it above some of the other races on the card. We've got Go Conquer with his penalty for his impressive Kelso win. The stable is still struggling for winners at Donald McCain Yard, but he did look useful that day at Kelso, and you know, he's going to win more races. But this might just be, it might be an above average novice's hurdle list, and he might sort of struggle under his penalty. If he wins this under his penalty, he is a very decent horse. I think he probably is anyway.
Okay.
We've got Fasino Rustico, who's rated 130 from the Dan Skelton yard. Harry Skelton taking the ride. He's unlucky not to have won already, this horse. He fell at Ascot and Ayr last season, both times when he was bang there in contention late on in the race. And he hasn't run for 270 days, but the stable are in very good form at the moment. And this represents a drop in class for him. I mean, it was decent handicaps that he fell in at Ayr. And he's down in class. The stable are in good form. He's got a rating of 130. And I can't imagine him them sending him for this undercooked, which is a really good opportunity for him to put things right. So Foschino Rustico is going to get the vote. But there are a couple of interesting ones. Poker School's an interesting debutant. Maybe not to win this, but certainly one to keep an eye on. He used to be trained in Ireland by Timmy Hyde. Nina Carberry won on him on his bumper debut in Limerick impressively as well. Beat a horse who travelled all over him for most of the race, but he battled it out of it in the end. So he's a horse with a future. This is his first start for his new connections. I'll be very interested to see how he gets on. And a similar comments apply to Robinson. Maybe this isn't the be-all and end-all for him on this day, but Oliver Sherwood trains late in Aspel Rise, and I think he's a horse with a future as well, Robinson, in unlimited evidence. So it could be an above-average novice's hurdle for Bangor, this, but I do think Foschino Rustico will make amends for those mishaps last season.
OK, then. Foschino Rustico for Mick, then, for the Skelton Yard. The next race that we'll come to comes 1 hour later at Bangor. This one is the 2:10. Now, hopefully I'll get the distance right this time. It's a extended three-mile handicap chase. Eight of them line up for this one. It's a class four contest. Who catches the eye here?
Yeah, I'm looking down the weights a little bit here. I'll give you my three on the shortlist in race card order. First of them, Bally Braze, trained by Nigel Twiston Davis. His horses are in great form at the moment. Jamie Bargery, the stable conditional, able to take seven off of his back. He may have actually won on his chasing debut at Huntingdon last time, but for a mistake at the last. Stays well, this horse. He's got a good claimer on board, and he looks sure to be in the mix. Just fine, just getting his head in front. Difficult, though. Eastern Witness isn't one of the stars of the Venetia Williams yard, but was quite well backed last time when it was a very disappointing run, it's got to be said. But he does stay well, this horse, and he's probably worth chancing again in this smaller field in a weakish-looking contest, Eastern Witness. But for the selection, I'm going right to the bottom of the handicap. Cheat the Cheetah, who's getting weight off of the field. Claire Dyson trains. Trevor Whelan rides. He's only rated 81, this horse. We're not talking sort of high-class stuff here, but respectable efforts in similar company all three runs since returning from a lengthy break. And he looks almost sure to run his race with plenty of question marks against his rivals. This one-time rated 120 rated hurdler may be worth chancing. So, and he could go off a decent price as well, Cheat the Cheetah. So he gets the vote in that banger 210.
Okay, then, fair enough. Cheat the Cheetah in the 210, a banger for Mick then. Final race on the podcast comes at 3:10, again at Bangor. This one an extended 2.5 mile handicap chase. A few of these that didn't finish the race last time.
Yeah, there's, again, it's a bit similar to the other. A few with questions to answer, including Good to Know, who did one over further here in last season, but he got no further than the first after 246 days off. Last time in Force Lass, but he was quite well back that day, suggesting that he was ready to rumble, you know, after that absence. And it'll be very interesting to see if the money comes for him again. Final Assault is joint top weight with Good to Know. He's trained by Lucinda Russell. He's getting closer. His mark's just creeping up as a result of that, but he has been very solid in his three starts over fences, suggesting that you know, the slight rise in the weights might not be a problem with a good £3 claimer. Fox, who's been amongst the winners on board, he could be the answer to a tricky enough puzzle. And the other one to mention is the mare, Jackie Solitaire, who was beaten a fair way in the end at Chepstow last time, but the handicapper saw fit to give her £2 back, so she's now £6 lower than her last win over hurdles. Dennis O'Regan taking the ride for Anthony Honeyball. She should be there or thereabouts. But I'm going to take a chance that Final Assault can put his consistency to good use here and take this banger 3:10.
OK, then Final Assault for Mick, who's finished in the frame but without winning on his last five starts. Hopefully can go one better on Tuesday at Bangor. If you just remind us then, please, Mick, of your three best bets for Tuesday's racing.
Yeah, not bad. Phil's at Bangor. We've got plenty of each way races there. The opening novices hurdle looks like being quite interesting, with not just the winner to take a look at. This is one to record and have a look back at and pick out some future winners. And I like the look of Faschino Rustico, who is unlucky not to have won one of these already, and this is a good chance for him to make amends for his mishaps last year. That's in that 1:10. In the 2:10, I'm going to the bottom of the handicap in a pretty ordinary race. Cheat the Cheetah gets weight off the field. He's been in good form since he came back from his break, knocking on the door. All three runs have been off this mark, so the handicap has left him alone for his consistency, and with plenty of question marks against his opposition, he may be worth chancing. And he could go off at a decent price as well. And in the 3:10, another horse has been in good form of late. His Final Assault, and Lucinda Russell doesn't send many to Bangor, but this may be a good move for him to finally get his head in front. He's getting closer. This may be his day.
OK, then excellent stuff. There we are in the selections of William Hill Radio's Mick Norton on Tuesday's Racing. And make sure you join us from 12:40pm on Racing Radio. Gareth Topham, John Babb and Sean Quinn will be in the studio bringing you the cards from Southall, Sedgefield and, of course, Bangor on Dee as well. Thank you very much for listening to William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.